Well, I might as well play this for the future of Radio Merseywaves. Bad Moon Rising certainly is bad times to come for us. Bad Moon Rising from 1969, Clearance Clearwater Revival, that was the middle of 1969, Bad Moon Rising. A rather sort of appropriate record for the future of us all here at Radio Merseywaves, because we have got bad times to come, and there's very little doubt about that indeed. Anyway, you can always be sure that we'll be here, and certainly on Sunday afternoons, I'm going to more or less guarantee that we will be here every Sunday afternoons. The reason that I say every Sunday afternoon is because obviously I feel that it's the best time. What I'm trying to say is, if there is a lot of activity and things get very bad and we have a lot of bad times and it becomes very difficult to stay on the air, we may have to restrict our broadcast hours or cut our broadcast hours down to just Sunday afternoons, unfortunately. But that remains to be seen at the moment, but that's what I was saying, is that if things do get bad, we may in fact be limited. We may have to cut our hours down in order to be able to stay on the air. But that remains to be seen, as yet it does. So that's the situation. So as I was saying, even if we're off the air for a considerable length of time, anything up to say a month or two, don't worry, because we will be back one way or the other. If we do get any bad hits, if we are unlucky, I don't think we will be, but I'm just I have to look at the worst possibilities. It's always best to look at the worst possibilities and assume the worst, and assume that your enemy is going to strike in the worst places and he's going to make the worst hits. But I don't think it'll be quite that bad, actually, but let's hope not. Anyway, the other thing I was going to say is, I think as far as I know, we are in fact the only station, free broadcasting station, on the medium wave now in the northwest of England. I don't know of any others. I think they've all been hit by the authorities. That's the way I think the situation is at the moment. I don't know of any others. There is quite a lot of stations on over in Ireland, free broadcasting stations, but there's no clamp down there because in Southern Ireland it's under the Irish government in Southern Ireland, and it doesn't come under the authorities of this country. But they only put a very limited signal in, most of them do anyway, only a rather sort of weak signal. We're going back now to 1965 with this one from Adam Faith. This got into the top 10.
Through good to keep on hanging around his door. If he's told you he don't love you anymore, it's better that he has freed you. Face facts, he don't need you. He's probably laughing himself. Get out and stop being so pleased out today. And don't you go to places where he'll be, and where who knows, he could well miss you and come back with a little bit of luck. And don't do any good you crying every night. Help to put your troubles right. Crying is such a sad thing. Crying is such a bad thing.
Adam Faith from the early part of 1965. Stop feeling sorry for yourself. It's just coming up to 3 minutes to 3 p.m. so I think it's time for this. That's the music that lets you know that you're listening to Radio Mersey Waves. That's our theme tune, our signature tune by Van Gelsing. That's the music to listen for on the hour, every hour. And that lets you know that you're listening to Radio Mersey Waves on 244 metres, 1233 kilohertz. Your one and only at the moment, free broadcasting station on the medium wave on 244. The Easy Beats now from 1966.
Everybody seems to nag me. Coming Tuesday, I feel better.
Friday on My Mind is a title.
What number is this, Chip?
7A.
Okay, don't mean it. Don't get excited, man. It's because I'm short, I know.
Oh, I could hide beneath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring. But it rings. And I ran, wiped the sleep out of my eyes. My shaven razor's cold and it sings.
Yeah.
The Monkees there from 1967, Daydream Believer. Another one now from 1967, Flower Power record of the Flower Power in that year, 1967. San Francisco, Scott McKenzie.
Be sure to wear some flowers in your hair if you're going to San Francisco. You're gonna meet some gentle people
past 3:03 is the time here on Radio Mersey Waves on 244 meters, 1233 kilohertz. A little bit of an interesting fact for you now, and that is that if you could, apparently, if you can travel at speeds approaching the speed of light, apparently time can stand still if you can reach the speed of light. And light travels at 186,000 miles in 1 second. So that's obviously millions and millions and millions of miles an hour. A speed I don't think that's ever that will ever be achieved by any means at all. I mean, obviously, if one watches these films like Star Trek and all that, and you see them beam down, I don't think any of that's likely to happen, really. And you see films like the Invisible Man, where they make somebody invisible. Well, I don't think that can be done either, or I'm fairly confident that it will not be done at any time in the distant future, because there's certain things that can be done and certain things that can't be done. And for anybody to become invisible, like one sees on some of these TV programs, I'm pretty convinced that can't be done, because I've done a very, in the early 70s, I've done a very careful study of of astrophysics, because I wanted to look down and to see exactly how the orbital electrons went round the nucleus of the atom to back up my knowledge in electronics and transmitters and that. And obviously, having a knowledge of the basic circuitry isn't knowing everything. I mean, to really know everything, you have to go to the limits of what is known and what is known and what's not known. In other words, one has to go down to to the levels of astrophysics, which is the physics of all particles, of the atom and so on, and everything. And to understand exactly what happens when a transmitter radiates a signal from an aerial, or to get a fairly near, nobody knows 100% exactly what the energy is that comes from an aerial, but it's what you call electromagnetic wave radiation. It's the same form of energy as what light is. The only difference between radio waves and light is the wavelength. The wavelength of a radio wave is a lot longer, and the frequency is a lot lower than that of light. That's the only difference. There's absolutely no other difference whatsoever. And they call it electromagnetic wave radiation. And the thing is, it's a lot of people who don't probably know much about it would probably think that it's electricity that comes from an aerial. Well, it isn't, actually. The acceleration of the electrons in the aerial, in the copper wire, or whatever type of wire it may be, cause the radiation, but there isn't any radiation of electrons from the aerial at all. It's what you call electromagnetic wave radiation, and it's exactly the same form of energy as what light is. But the thing is, scientists have never really put down exactly what electromagnetic wave radiation really is. I mean, to describe it, they have a lot of very complicated mathematical equations, but that isn't a real description. That is only, what's the word for it, a sort of a mathematical description. It doesn't really tell you what it really is. But then again, if one goes to these sort of levels, one can wonder what anything really is. One can sort of wonder what life really is, or what we're doing here, or how the universe started. So when one goes to them limits, one comes to the frontiers, or the limits of human understanding and human knowledge. So I'm drifting off my line of thought now, so I think I'd best get on with the next record in just a moment. So I was saying about if one could travel at a speed approaching that of light, time would stop, or almost slow down. Also, there's apparently a change in the size of the object that travels. Apparently, once it reaches the speed of light, the object becomes infinitely compressed. It does, and time comes down to zero. That's what they've worked out in the mathematical studies that scientists have done. But whether that would really happen in practice is another thing, because theory and practice are two entirely different, they tend to be very different things indeed. ...1969 again, The Love Affair.
Since you went away, I've been losing my sleep at night. Oh, there'd come a day and you'd be back to make everything right. But how now you're here with me, bringing on back the good times, taking away the pain. Bringing on back the good times, and I'm living on air. So glad that you're there, sweeping away the sad times, making me laugh again. Oh, you're bringing on back the good times.
Seekers there, I'll Never Find Another You from 1966, that particular one. I was talking about transmitters and aerials and the difference between radio waves and light. Well, there isn't any difference between radio waves and light, only the wavelength itself. The other thing I might as well say for any lay people that may be listening, that may not understand much about these things, there isn't any difference, very little difference really, between a radio transmitter and a television transmitter. The only difference is that the television transmitter transmits a very wide bandwidth of signals. That's the only technical difference really. And normally on the UHF frequencies, which is just a bit up on your VHF on the FM, it's, in other words, it's about say about three or four times the frequency of your VHF FM reception, or about say a quarter or a fifth of the wavelength. But there is no difference. A television transmitter is exactly the same as a radio transmitter. They only put the term television on it because it transmits pictures, but it's really a radio transmitter that transmits pictures. There's no other difference whatsoever apart from the very wide bandwidth. There's obviously slight technical differences in terms of the types of modulation and video pulses and various things, the synchronization pulses and all kinds of things like that that go into the modulated signal. But other than that, there isn't any great difference really than between, say, an ordinary radio transmitter and a TV transmitter. Just a TV transmitter is a little bit more critical in the operating conditions because it has to handle a wider bandwidth.
And you always contemplating what to do.
21 minutes past three is the time, and it's Crispy and St. Peter's now with the Pied Piper.
So follow me. Are you trying to prove it ain't true that your life has kicked you? It's your mind, and that's all that's tricking you. So step in line. Thank you.
Lulu there from 1969, Don't Answer Me. This is Radio Merseywaves, a continuous sound of free broadcasting to Merseyside and beyond on 244 metres, 1233 kilohertz. I must apologise if you wrote in to me for not having your letters this afternoon, but I should have them next week anyway. I must apologise for that. What was I going to say now? Yes, I was going to say that I was reading browsing through a newspaper the other day, and one of the thing in it was this article in it about this psychic medium by the name, I think it was Doris Stokes or something to that effect. You're apparently supposed to have psychic powers, and apparently she's getting very famous as she goes to certain various people and is supposedly able to talk or communicate with their dead relatives. And a lot of people seem to have been, what's the word for it? They seem to feel, to some extent, that she has. Well, myself, I don't believe that. I think the difference between the dead and the living is very clearly defined, and I don't think there's any vague areas in between. Such as ghosts and things like that, which psychics can communicate with. I think life and death is much more clearly defined than that, because obviously, I mean, one has to assume that if a psychic medium can communicate with the dead, that the dead person's spirit must be floating around somewhere as a ghost or something like that. Well, I'm afraid I don't believe in that. I think, as I said, it's very, very clearly defined indeed. I think once you're dead, nobody really knows what is beyond death. That is something that I don't think anybody will ever know. But I think it's much more clearly defined than that, where you've got a situation where people after they die linger around for many years to come as a ghost. I just don't believe it. But at the same time, I do believe that there's probably a lot beyond this life that we don't know about. But I certainly don't believe in this business of psychic mediums being able to communicate with dead relatives of certain people. I think any things that they are able to say, which aren't explained by normal means, they probably locked onto somebody's thoughts telepathically or something like that. I do believe in telepathy. I think it's quite likely that they get telepathic vibrations from other people's minds. That's the minds of the living. But I think it's highly unlikely that they can actually communicate with people who are dead. Anyway, let's get on with the next record now. The Shadows, Stingray. We'll be right back. Shadows there, Stingray from 1965. We're saying about this definition between the dead and the living, and obviously nobody knows the answer as to what happens to anybody after you die, or where you go, or what happens to you. But it seems to me, thinking about it logically, that to know the answer as to what happens to you after you die, or what is beyond death, you'd have to know how the universe started in the first place, because it seems to me, I believe, that once you're dead, you're out of this universe, full stop, completely. There isn't any ghosts or anything like that. You don't sort of linger around as a ghost. You're completely out of this universe. All the stars, all the galaxies, everything that you know of, all comes to an end. And what is beyond that, nobody obviously knows. But it would seem to me that for anybody to have any idea, obviously nobody ever will have any idea, but to have any idea as to what happens to one after one dies, one would have to know how the universe started in the beginning, and how the universe was, well, I suppose we could use the word created, but we don't really know, because I think when we get to these regions, it sort of goes beyond the conception of the human mind. I don't think one can use science or logic to probe to these levels, because I feel myself that there's something that goes completely on, something that we don't know about, which is completely beyond science and logic. In other words, something that can't be put down in scientific or logical terms. In other words, a completely new dimension of some sort, or a completely different dimension that we don't know about. So let's get on with the music anyway. The Kinks now, from 1966, Waterloo Sunset.
I live in paradise.
23 minutes to 4 is the time. This is Radio Mersey Waves on 244 meters, 1233 kilohertz in the medium wave band with me, Bert Williams. I'm taking you through till 4 o'clock, and Paul J follows me at 4 o'clock. An old time free radio record now. This one was played a lot by the Radio North Sea ship in the early 1970s. When they used to broadcast off the Essex coast.
That grows in
the title of this record is Peace by Peter.
Its petals are raised to the sky.
Dream.
1979, that time. That's ABBA, I Have a Dream, an all-time classic of theirs from 79. Yardbirds, now from 1966.
Come tomorrow, will I be yours? week or two. Fun and laughter on a summer holiday. No more worries for me or you for a week or two. We're going where the sun shines brightly. We're going where the sea is blue. We've seen it in the movies. Now let's see if it's true. Everybody has a summer holiday, doing things they always wanted to. So we're going on a summer holiday to make our dreams come true. Sun shines brightly. We're going where the sea is blue. We've seen it in the movies. Now let's see if it's true. Everybody has a summer holiday, doing things they always wanted to. So we're going on a summer holiday to make our dreams come true. For me and you.
Cliff Richard there, and Summer Holiday from 1964. Billy J. Kramer now from the same year, 1964, From a Window.
Just to have a love like that.
sun's fading as the year grows old. And darker days are drawing.
The Moody Blues now, Forever Autumn, and before that we had The Birds.
The winter winds will be much colder. Now you're not here. I watch the birds fly south across the autumn sky. And one by one they disappear. I wish that I was flying with them. Now you're not here. Like the song through the trees, you came to love me. On my weary eyes, as if to hide a lonely tear. My life will be forever autumn, 'cause you're not here.
I'm afraid it's time for me to go now, as it's just coming up to 4 o'clock, 2 minutes to four. So I'm going to leave you with this one from the new vaudeville band. I'll be back with you next Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock. So I'm Bert Williams, wishing you all a very good afternoon. Paul J follows me at 4 o'clock, and then at 6 o'clock this evening, I think we've got a special guest appearance from Keith the Chief. Anybody, there must be quite a few listeners who've heard of Keith the Chief. He used to operate on another station a while ago.
Yeah. drumming in your pal. Winchester Cathedral, you're bringing me down. You stood and you watched and my baby left town. Oh, body, oh, don't, oh, body, oh, don't, it all gone.
This is Paul J.
Nobody does it better.
Racketeers Mike Oldfield and Maggie Riley open up the first hour of the Paul J Show on RMW this Sunday afternoon. This is ABC and SOS. Say good afternoon to Jane and the usual crowd in a few moments' time.
Let's match the money with our own.
Here is your number one DJ, Paul J. At the best disco in town.
Well, what sort of a weekend have you had? Personally, there you are. Hope you're going to stay tuned. We're going to be with you for a long while today. Record I'm going to dedicate to Paul Rodgers of Radio Eleanor. Because he never stopped playing this one.